senses. We do that best when we close our eyelids, because we see Him with our hearts.
Amen.
Then our distractions are removed, or many of them are, and we see Jesus. In our hearts we see Him, the one who loved us and gave Himself for us, the one who comes to this meeting to give Himself to us. We want to give ourselves to Him. First thing we do, I know we've all been taught this, but the first thing we do when we come into a meeting like this, we get in touch with the Lord, right? We look to Him and say, Lord, You're here. Thank You, Lord, that You are here. We acknowledge Him. That's first. And then we place ourselves at His disposal. Lord, here I am, Your servant. I'm not here for myself, first of all. I'm here for You.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here for You. I want to receive what You came to this meeting to bring me. But Lord, I'm here for You. And so I say, here I am. Help Yourself to me. I'm Yours. Have you done that today? Have you placed Yourself at His disposal? What might that mean? That might mean that He wants you to lead out in a song, or lead out in prayer, or say something, or sing with all your heart, or worship Him, or wait upon Him silently. But you're here for Him. So those two things we've often been taught. I hope we're learning them. First thing, I acknowledge You, Lord. I know You are in the midst of Your people.
Hallelujah.
I know You're in my heart. I know You're right here, right now. Help me to act as though I believe in that, Lord. Help me to acknowledge You. Open my eyes and open my ears and open my heart to You. And then, Lord, I want to be here for You. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Help us all, Lord, to learn these basic lessons of coming together. We know that every meeting of the saints on earth is a meeting with Jesus. Let everyone meet Jesus tonight. Let everyone touch Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Let everyone hear Jesus. Let everyone's heart be open wide to Jesus, so that we all might receive You in a greater, fuller way tonight. You know everything about every one of us. You know all of our need. And You're here to minister grace to each one. And so, Lord, we do want with all our hearts to open up to You. And this night we do that at this moment consciously. Have Your way tonight, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. These songs Brother Paul was playing about trust reminded me of one that I suppose we've all sung and known parts of it. 390. It's a theme song of ours. 390. Now one thing I really like tonight is to hear your voices singing. I don't know what happened this morning. I think it might have been on Holiness Unto the Lord. I was really pushing it on, sing it, shout it loud and long. And after meeting, this voice of mine started to kind of disappear. So I need you to make up that slack, okay? Sing with all your heart.
When we walk with the Lord,
Thank you.
Thank you.
$300. Let's open to 350. 350, all for Jesus. All for Jesus. All my beings, ransoms, powers, all my thoughts and words and doings, all my days and all my hours. This is the Jesus that we want to follow. He's the Lord of all. He lived for us and died for us and lives for us and is coming again for us as we heard. Let's sing it together and give ourselves more wholly to Him. Hallelujah. Resting down. Beneath his wings. Hallelujah. So close are we to Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He hovers over us tonight. Hallelujah. He's among us and within us. All around us. We rest in his love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Safe and secure in his holy presence. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus, you know, every song has some kind of memory for us. And I remember being in workers' training courses in Emmanuel Pentecostal Church in Elizabeth, and Brother Bob Callis would often have the workers sing this song. And he was always a rich blessing. He always admonished the young workers back then to give your all to Jesus. Because it matters. It matters. And we were talking at lunch today about the devotional reading. And like I said last night, you know, I started this like 2 months ago. And during 2 months ago, I was telling the life of John Newton. And I was telling it for the children in our Bible Story Hours and after school program. And this particular day that I had to tell the children the part of the story fit so well with this reading, and I wrote on it, because it kind of talks about a besetting sin. And I just, there's just a phrase in the verse. The verse was, "Come see a man which told me all things that I ever did. His doctor is the Christ." And this, of course, is taken from John 4 with the Samaritan woman. But it was that phrase, "Told me all things that I ever did." And John Newton, after he gave a talk to the Lord and he served the Lord, he was following the Lord, and he was reading his Bible, and he was praying, and he was going to church. But one thing he still continued to do was to do the slave trade. And it was on one of these journeys when he left England to travel to Africa that he slowly realized he was not reading his Bible as much. He wasn't praying as much. He started to hang out with the other sailors on the ship. And slowly, he started to fall into the old things he used to do. And he said that in his journal writings, he spoke about how God was trying to talk to him and call him. And he really wasn't listening. And it really thinks that's what the whole reading for today was talking about. God wants to talk to us, and sometimes we don't want to listen. And John Newton said that he started to curse, he started to swear, started to drink again, he committed adultery, he fell into all those things again. And when he finally reached Africa, he went to go visit an old friend. But when he got to his friend's house, he came down with jungle fever. And he almost died the first time from it. And the second time, he laid in bed, couldn't move, he was so sick. And all he kept thinking about was all the sins I had fallen into. And God got his attention. God began to talk to him, and this time he was going to listen. Couldn't do anything else. And he says how he climbed out of that bed. It was like a summer home idea in Africa. He climbed out of that bed, and he went out to the veranda, and he literally crawled across the beach to where there was a small cave. And he said that when he reached the cave, there was a rock inside, and he fell on his face on that rock, and he cried, and he repented. He said, "Lord, I'm sorry." And he realized right then and then that he wasn't just going to repent of those sins, but he said that he was going to wholly, I want to read because I wrote it in here, he gave himself wholly to God, completely. After he repented, he did what this song just said. He gave it all to Jesus. And when he was done, he started to feel a little better. He was able to walk back to the home. Days went by, and he was completely healed. When he reached the ship, he knew God wanted him to keep his promise. And he was tempted, you know, he met the sailors on the ship, but right away he went to his cabin because he was captain of the ship. And he locked the door, he said, and he started to read his Bible, started to pray. He said, you know, the temptation didn't stop because he had to travel back to England. He said, but he made sure he read his Bible. He made sure he prayed. When the other sailors wanted to get wild, he would just walk away. He didn't want anything to do with it. And what impressed me about that story at that point was he writes in the book that I was reading, he said, years later I wrote in my journal, I never fell into that sin again. That thing was settled. And I think it was just so marvelous how in the reading it talks about how when God wants to talk to our hearts, maybe it's into the dark corners of our hearts. He wants to point out a sin. He wants to speak to us. And we tend to turn away. He talks about how we tend to shrink away from that still small voice. And he, Francis Ridley Havergal wrote, don't stifle the voice. She said here, but instead ask God, or ask him, to let his voice sound louder and clearer, and believe that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. Only listen, and he will tell you not only the things that ever you did, but all the things which he has done with you. And I wrote on the side margin, John Newton tells how he tries to ignore God speaking. And I think sometimes we're like that. We want God to do wonderful things for us. But God says, now listen, I need for you to, you know, put that thing down. I need you to repent of that sin that nobody else knows about. Maybe it's a besetting sin. Maybe it's a temptation and we struggle with it. God says, you know what? I want that thing out. And we say, well, you know, like John Newton, I'm going to put it out of my mind because, you know what? Nobody knows. So John Newton realized he had to give himself completely to God and repent of that sin because he didn't want it in his life anymore. And I loved the way she closed this. She said, never shrink from the probings of our beloved physician. And I'm just going to read the first phrase of the poem she put in here. Only this I know, I tell him all my doubts and griefs and fears. Oh, how patiently he listens, and my drooping soul he cheers. Do you think he ever reproved me? What a false friend he would be if he never, never told me of the sins which he must.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, that's right about that. All for Jesus. I should say this yet, in addition to my little story about it. 1 year, with the staff, since we've been working with the staff, so that's in the last 12 seasons, my father, in addition to choosing a theme and a text, we kind of took this song, I don't know if you remember that, it became kind of a theme for the season. We sang it over and over again, and that time it didn't bother me at all. In fact, I really enjoyed it. I think that's when I came to like it again. And I know that there have been hearts that have been awakened, as our sister has said, to God's call to really be pure and clean. Last night, toward the close of the time we spent at the altar, we had a little time after meeting where we just looked to the Lord and dealt with the Lord. Brother Paul began to play the song that says these words. I think we sang the first verse then. Lord Jesus, I long to be perfectly whole. I want thee forever to live in my soul. Break down every idol. Cast out every foe. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me be all for you, Lord. Take away everything that hinders that fellowship with you and that perfect surrender to your will. Take it away, Lord. Break down those idols. Cast out those foes. Wash me clean. Let me be pure in heart. I think that's such a wonderful call. And today, I just wanted to say one thing also. I guess I may have been thinking about saying it later, but in connection now with what Sister Minerva said, you really sense the Lord's presence here in a special way today. I have, anyway, and I believe there are others who've mentioned that to me. They felt that God has drawn very near to us. He's drawing us, speaking to our hearts, wanting our attention, wanting to work in the depths of our hearts. And it seems as though it's something very, very special today that Jesus is here and he's calling us. He's looking for a response in our hearts. I've heard that in the things that have been said tonight. I was about to say before, perhaps there are those that would have something to say for Jesus tonight. And without me saying it, Brother Eric got up and Sister Minerva got up. And I believe that what they have said is from the Lord for us. And so let's pay heed to it. Praise the Lord. All for Jesus. All for Jesus. Resting now beneath his wings. All for Jesus. All for Jesus. Resting now beneath his wings. So happy today to see two new folks on the ground. See, I'm looking around to see if there are three. No, I see two. That's Brother Samuel and Sister Mary. Welcome. It's nice to have you with us for a few days, right? Good. Until Saturday, Brother Samuel and Sister Mary go to Sister Gerda Barker's meeting in Woodhaven. We've come to know and love them, and we're glad that they've chosen to come here, spend a few days with us. God bless you during these days. Lord, you put you here to meet you in a special way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We pray that you'll touch Samuel and Mary. Accomplish your purpose in them and bringing them here.
Hallelujah. We
pray that your hand shall be laid upon them, that they shall hear you speaking to them in the depths of their hearts, that they shall respond to you in a wonderful way, Lord, and come to know you better. During these few days, Lord, we know that you have for them a very real and wonderful blessing pour out into their lives.
Yeah.
Bless their children to their home, their little ones.
Yeah.
We pray that you'll watch over them. Thank you for the chance that they get to be away together. We pray that you'll also bless the whole family. Amen. 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 There's a song about our great God that is not in our hymn books that we'd like to sing tonight. Sister Jean was mentioning it to me this morning that it was in her heart and she was singing it. It's one of her hymns. She knows a lot of hymns. And I like that about her, how she could just sing those hymns. Once we were in Williamsburg at a week of prayer in the morning and there was a quiet time. And all of a sudden, it wasn't something jarring at all, very smooth at all. But I heard this voice after we had been quiet before the Lord a while, singing, unresting, unhasting, and silent as light, nor wanting nor wasting, thou rulest in might. Thy justice like mountains high soaring above, thy clouds which are fountains of goodness and love. And that really touched my heart. To all life thou givest, to both great and small, in all life thou livest, the true life of all. I remember that, and I looked, and I was, if you could be back, I was on the platform, and that was Sister Jean. Eyes closed, worshiping God. So I copied this song, I think Susan copied it there in the office for us. Let's sing it with our sister tonight. It's a great, could you give it out, please? Please distribute the papers, and I'd like to mention that when we sing this song at home, you see four verses, I like to sing five verses. And don't let that throw you. The fifth verse is just the first verse sung at the end, okay? Easy, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. I was so happy to see our sister come in to the meeting because she's had to minister today to some campers who haven't been well. And I think just before we sing about our great God, we could pray for them. Lord,
yes.
Just bring the campers to you that have needed our sister's ministry today.
Yes.
And we just pray that you will lay your own hand upon them. We believe you are doing that. She ministers to them. Not just as the medical person, but in faith towards you.
Hallelujah.
And so we want to look with her.
Hallelujah.
All together now that you will bless the hand. And that you will touch those who are afflicted in any way. Lord, let them feel your light, strength, and power. Let your healing hand be laid upon each one who needs your touch. We thank you, Lord, and give you the glory. And the praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Remember, well, I was going to say from 15 to so much.
sometimes things happen in our life, and sometimes we say they're too sacred to mention to anyone. It seems just us and the Lord, but today in particular I was so blessed by the Lord's presence. This morning I woke up singing this song, and you know, I had a lot of little concerns, and every concern I had, I didn't mention them, but the Lord just took care of them.
Hallelujah.
And I just felt like a cloud of heaven in that little room. And I knew with the presence of the Lord, and I'm saying, He's such a wonderful God. He's such a great God.
Oh.
He's sovereign. He's over all, and yet He wants to be with us. We're not even worthy of His presence, and yet He needs every need. And He just kind of whispered in my heart, don't worry about anything. I'm in control of everything. And the Lord took care of everything. And it just reminded me again how wonderful God is, how He wants to rest with us and to be all that we need. And as I said, I just felt His presence in a particular way, a very strong way today, in an overpowering way. And I looked at the presence of the Lord. I was just so awed by this. I actually held my head down and moved away because I knew the presence of the Lord, but He just wants to draw us on Himself. And you know, as we go along here, we can feel God's presence. We can feel His presence. His presence is here, and He wants to call us up to Himself. He wants to do marvelous things in our lives. Mm-hmm. And when He appears like that, we just don't even know why and how, but He just comes and He loves us and He makes us to know. He belongs to Him. He aims to call me His beloved. He lets me rest in His strength. And I'm so thankful for His song. His song is a blend of light I see. He's there all the time. He's in our presence. He's in our midst. He's in our heart. He's in our lives. And He's all in all to us. I'm so thankful for what has been said so far. I didn't get it all, but I know that God's presence is here in a very special way. And as we wait upon Him, as we listen, as we are in silence sometimes we need not say much. His presence will come in. And I'm thankful that we don't have to lose Him as a blessing that He has for us. As we wait upon Him and as we are still before Him sometimes, He wants to move in our lives. I'm so thankful for this wonderful God.
Amen. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Always praise you. You're great.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus, Lord, resting in the joy of
give us a good key, and we'll... Oh, that's a great song. I hope I didn't disappoint anybody. Can you do that one?